entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is claiming the top spot on the big screen this past weekend. The sequel earned $16 million from Friday and preview screenings on Thursday. Dune Part 2 will hold on to second place, even though it's down 45% from the $8 million it raked in a week ago. Universal's Kung Fu Panda 4 will fall to third, looking to make $14 million this past weekend. One of the Happy Gilmore co-stars says Adam Sandler is working on a sequel to the comedy classic. Christopher McDonald played Gilmore's rival Shooter in the 1996 film. He said he ran into Sandler about 2 weeks ago, and he said he showed him a first draft of a script for Happy Gilmore 2. Instagram is making moves to limit the amount of political content that pops up in the app. The social media platform announced that they would stop proactively recommending political content from accounts that users don't follow. The political content control has already been set up to limit by Instagram. Users now have to go into the app settings and select the option to not limit political content from people you don't follow. Kevin Bacon accepted a prom invitation from students at a high school in Utah. He announced his intention to travel back to Payson High School, where years ago he filmed the 1984 cult classic Footloose. The school, which was the primary setting for the film, is scheduled for demolition in 2025 to make way for a new building. And the first preview has been released for the spinoff series The Penguin. It takes place immediately after the events of 2022's The Batman. The Penguin debuts on Max this fall. Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point.